Death of T-Ticket Hardware. I never knew his name, nor he mine. He was always there, patient, polite, shy. I never knew the name of what I needed either, but he did, after listening. You know that thingamajig that connects the hose to the washer? I need the innards of a lamp. He'd find it in a flash through overcrowded aisles so narrow only a munchkin could maneuver. In the back of the store on the dusty top shelf where what's-its live. He'd tell me how to use it, and he'd tell me again, drawing it on the little scratch pad he kept at the register, not the electric kind, next to the dish of pennies and the bowl of lollipops. I would always leave with a red one, and confidence. He was the kindest man in town. I imagined he went home at 5:30 every night to the apartment above the store and told his wife over meatloaf and mashed potatoes, green beans and pecan pie. That lady came in again today, seems bright enough, but doesn't even know a lamp has a socket. And he'd smile when she would say, "Oh, Mrs. Dimwit." And they would turn on the news at 6. The drive to town is eerie now that T-Ticket Hardware is gone. Boarded up windows stare like a zombie whose soul's been stolen by Walmart. Peter Cabral, son of John, son of Peter, son of John, I never said hello or goodbye or thank you.